You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
248-539-9797. We'll have a special edition of NBA Playoff Blitz. We got football today. Who said it? Full menu, but come on. It's WrestleMania weekend. David, some texts.
WrestleMania was at Ford Field 18 years ago, so the other one doesn't always have to be talked about. We have had two here in Detroit.
Is this like the 84 Tigers?
Yes, right. It is like that.
However, hold on. WrestleMania
like Bad Boys and the Going to Work Pistons.
Yeah,
okay.
But WrestleMania 3 is considered by WrestleMania historians
the gold standard.
As one of, exactly the gold standard of WrestleMania.
Kenny, is should we? How come we're not talking about the Ford Field one?
Well, because it's always overshadowed by the big moment, the Hulk and Andre moment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the gold standard as much as it is like this is wrestling history. On the Mount Rushmore of wrestling moments, that's one of them.
Right. And in all fairness, not a great moment. Like, literally, he just body slammed.
It's place and time, man. At the time.
But Rico mentioned it earlier in the show. The Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, right? And Macho Man was... When he went from the top rope, right?
That match, it seemed like that match was like 20 minutes long. Like they just
What you've just said, many wrestling fans would consider as blasphemous.
No, it is.
What?
That wasn't that good of a moment.
Okay.
Because in context of history, that was the best thing that had ever happened. It was like whoever threw the first forward pass in football.
The Ricky the Steamboat.
Okay, Kenny.
Randy Savage match took 14 minutes and 35 seconds.
Yes, it took forever.
The Hulk match was 12 minutes.
The fact that, think about this. Okay, let me put in perspective for you wrestling people before you get angry at me. It was a body slam.
Yes.
It wasn't like he put him in a chokehold or he put him in the figure four leg lock or any of these. I don't even know if they still do these things or not. It was a body slam.
It was the biggest body slam that ever will be.
And that one body slam just knocked him out cold.
Nobody had ever done it. That was the storyline.
I got you.
It was the biggest body slam that ever will be.
It was like, wait, that was it?
Gosh, Rico, I cannot believe this. I am stunned that you said that wasn't a big moment.
No.
I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to get past it.
The actual act of beating him was like, wait, that's it?
You think about the times. The times it happened, the moment, the year, the era.
Yes.
Yes, it's
and
amazing.
What I'm saying is the other matches were like, wow. Like I said,
it was more athletic because Andre was not very athletic, but the fact that Hulk was able to do what he did.
That giant.
Behemoth. He was a giant.
Yes, exactly.
He struggled. He slammed him. And then all of a sudden, he just went comatose. And Hulk won. And I was like, come on.
Okay.
Okay. Stop me when I said something that wasn't true.
Everything you say was true. Okay, but it's about the era. That's one of the greatest moments in sports. Period.
Well, greatest moments in Detroit sports, there's no doubt.
Yes, and so he takes
right
moments.
Up there with the Miracle on Ice.
Exactly.
No, I'm not going to let you go there. No.
It takes moments to make things big. And if someone's saying.
It's Jackie Robinson, and then there's Hulk Hogan. Yeah, okay.
Wrestling wouldn't be where it is now if that hadn't happened.
I agree. It was a huge moment. It was, like I said, one of the greatest sports moments in Detroit history. There's no doubt about it. But when you look at athleticism, earlier in that card was definitely more athletic.
A lot of the matches were like, wow. It was, you know, it was a roller coaster ride. This was...
Some matches are like Battle of the Titans. Other ones are against super athlete versus super athlete.
Some are just like driving on 94, just right. Bumper to bumper.
Well, it does take moments, and that's why that's talked about over the other one, because someone says... Last year was big because The Rock came back.
Yeah.
So that kind of...
So what was the moment at Ford Field?
There wasn't one. I think that's what someone's saying. Oh, that's why it doesn't get talked about like the Pontiac Silverdome one, because there wasn't a big moment.
Plus, there was 30,000 more people there.
That's true. That's true.
What was the one... What was it that you got the belt? Wasn't that...
That was SummerSlam when it came to Ford Field. Okay. It was a couple years ago, yeah.
Kenny got a sweet belt.
That's pretty awesome. That's sweet great belt. Memorabilia. That's one of the belts I've wanted since I was a little kid.
That's a sweet belt.
WrestleMania was a great weekend for me, except who won the night before. Michigan State played North Dakota with Eddie Belfour in the finals of the NCAA Hockey Championship. Unfortunately, the Spartans lost. And then the next day was WrestleMania.
People are responding, Rico. It says the big thing was Andre weighed over 550 pounds. Hulk put him over his head and slammed him. That is Jim in Sterling Heights. Someone else says, tell Rico that Hogan slammed Andre and dropped the leg to get the win.
Oh, okay.
That Hulk-Andre the Giant match made me realize wrestling was fake. Because if it was real, Andre the Giant would be the champion.
Or Andre would just get up. He got body slammed. And it's like a boxer. You hit him once, and then they just go down.
But if he lifts him over a five...
I will disagree with the texter that says if it wasn't fake, Andre would have been the champion. I disagree with that.
I agree.
Because Hulk was so much more athletic.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I was a big Hulk fan.
And Hulk was versatile because he went from bad guy to good guy, then back to bad guy.
Right, but Hulk would always, he would be down and the ref would get to the second count and the third count, his arm would stop. And then he would start shaking and getting up. And that's when all of a sudden he would just win. But
someone else. You're not understanding. What you're not understanding is that nobody had ever body slammed the eighth wonder of the world,
right?
Andre the Giant. That's what made it big.
It's the greatest. It's the biggest moment in wrestling history. It really is. Robert, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Robert?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
Looking forward to WrestleMania this weekend?
Me personally, not really, but other people are, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're just trying to get a gauge.
Well, I am. I've been to over 250 WWE events across the country in Canada. I was planning on being in Vegas this weekend, but I had to decide about a week ago to let it go for some personal issues. But next year is my target. So,
where is it? Where is it next year?
New Orleans.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Mercedes Dome.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite WrestleMania moment?
My favorite WrestleMania moment? WrestleMania 31 in, I think it was San Francisco. Sting versus Triple H when DX and the NWO finally, after about 14 years, a little bit, I don't want to say too late, but 14 years after the prime of when it should have happened, were out in the ring fighting each other, and that to me, I felt like, you know, if there was a roof on that building, I think I could have touched it. I was so excited.
Wow. How old a man are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. Just curious. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. 248-539-9797. Look, I mean, everybody has their thing. My concerts. But that's a lot of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of wrestling. You know what? If that's what makes you
yes,
happy.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Kenny, do the wrestlers still have, like, the signature out moves? That's still a thing, right?
Yeah, finishing moves, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we're getting dangerously close to what you do to Mike and Horton.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Horse racing.
Yes, we are.
You mean? Yes. No, because I remember, like, it was, the figure four leg lock.
People
was,
still do that every so often.
It was the sleeper move.
Oh, the sleeper hold.
Sleeper hold, yeah.
And it was, I remember as a kid, Stan the Man Stasiak had the heart punch.
Yeah.
Where he'd punch a guy in the heart.
There's still,
some of that stuff still exists.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Like, got banned, like, you can't do that.
The only one that got banned, really, is the pile driver, because they were worried about breaking people's necks.
Yeah. The DDT.
Mm-hmm. DDT still exists.
Really?
Yeah, but the pile driver does not.
That was Jake the Snake.
Yep.
The DDT.
Don, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, part of the reason that moment was so big is WWE had billed Andre as being undefeated for 15 years. So they made it like Hogan was the first guy to beat him and the first guy to body slam him. So like when him and Hogan were buddies, so when he turned, you know, it was like he had never been beaten in 15 years of wrestling.
Yeah, I remember like he turned. He was a good guy, and then he was a bad guy for that one.
Right.
So. Yeah, so that was part of the reason why it was so big was that he had never, at least they said he had never been beaten. He had, but it was...
It was
part of the reason why.
It was weird. Like, but back in those days, I remember working at the television station in Washington where I worked. And we would show wrestling highlights a lot. But at the Madison Square Garden, for some reason, I did not like Bob Backlund. He was like the all-American guy, Bob Backlund. And the Iron Sheik beat Bob Backlund. And it was, you know.
Oh yeah, the Iron Sheik.
Or the Bob Backlund beat the Iron. I remember exactly
Nikolai
which way it
Volkoff
went.
Nikolai Volkoff and Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik, that. Yeah, and it was obviously
probably two guys that probably wouldn't be into.
Because especially
I don't know if you've seen him.
Oh, I've seen the stuff. You can't do half the stuff he did.
Like, no, besides, you know,
I hate America.
And at that time,
they did something like that in the early 2000s. They exploited 9/11 for that. It was ugly. Vince McMahon had no shame.
But and David. For you and all the listeners out there, the thing was only because I watched the Intercontinental Championship and then that one was a classic and it never gets spoken of. It was like, wait, they did all of this and he gets celebrated for just doing that.
Yeah. And look, do you remember who was in Ricky Steamboat's corner? We know Miss Elizabeth was in Macho Man's.
Was it?
I'll give you a hint. Local.
Oh.
Green Tongue.
Yes. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
George the Animal Steel.
Yes.
Football coach.
Because he was in love with Miss Elizabeth and he would chew on the turnbuckle. Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.